Welcome to the Dude Nation podcast, where we explore the journey of reclaiming healthy masculinity in today's world. My name is Adam Lamb, and I'm here with my co-host, Ben Curtis. And we challenge traditional notions of manhood, and we want to inspire you to embrace authenticity, vulnerability, and empathy. We offer a perspective in a society where masculinity stereotypes often overshadow men's diverse experiences. We explore emotional intelligence, mental health, relationships, and self-discovery. Whether seeking guidance on your journey towards self-improvement or simply curious about what it means to be a modern man, the Dude Nation podcast provides a safe space for exploration and growth. Let's reclaim healthy masculinity together. So, Ben, why do you think it was important for us to start a podcast? Doesn't the world have enough already?
We have quite a few. But if we're going to reclaim healthy masculinity, and part of that is encouraging communication, we need men to talk. And I want to learn more about healthy masculinity. I want to stay tuned in to what's going on. And I also believe it's helpful to share our own story so that other men and other humans can see what it looks like if we actually start to embrace this, and that we all have many of the same challenges. So I think it's an opportunity for us to start to get real, have some more real talk from two men who are walking through the fire together. And to me, a lot of that's healthy masculinity. Like, we are here together, holding space for each other and sharing ourselves unapologetically with the world. So that's, to me, what serves it. And I wouldn't have a podcast with anyone other than you. You're the person who inspired me to do it in the first place.
Thanks, brother. I think it's also probably important to point out, like, some of the conversations that we'll be having on the show are not necessarily comfortable ones. And it was just last week, it was reflected back to me that a person came up to me and said they were very grateful for my kind of transparent and vulnerable way of speaking about problems. And that opened up a whole other conversation. So It was a wonderful experience, and also very humbling to know that something like that would land with somebody and give them an opportunity to talk about the challenges that they're having as well. Very often our conversations are on the surface and not really digging into anything. And I think this is a great space to dig into those stuff and to really get some work done around some of the issues that are plaguing us all, really.
Yeah.
It's probably important also to be able to reflect back to somebody a clear vision of who they are and the problems that they're having through our conversations. There's a recognition that, like, oh yeah, I get that too.
Yeah.
So to feel like you're not the only one.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that. There's a loneliness epidemic, right? We're seeing how many men don't have friends today or have five or less, which is a huge decline. And we're also not talking about our feelings and the stuff that we're all facing, which is some of the challenging things. If we're not actually talking about it, then we can't heal or move through it. So I appreciate that you talked about the uncomfortable conversations as well. And that we're actually creating a safe space for men to start to dip their toes in the water a little bit more. What would it mean to have a little bit more community? What would it mean to be less lonely? Even entrepreneurs are facing loneliness today. This isn't just a man thing. This is like a universe thing. So it's a human experience, as so many of us face life and death every day. I think it's important to talk about it. And men mostly aren't, but I've also found that we're some of the greatest listeners. And so as we can practice holding space and listening to each other, that maybe we can actually grow together.
I agree completely. And I think the other thing is, there may be some confusion around what healthy masculinity is, right? Because there's so much in the media, and I just saw the word toxic and masculinity used in the same sentence yesterday in a leading publication. So there's still a lot of, I think there's probably some guys out there who, for lack of a better word, want to keep their heads down in the foxhole for fear of getting called out as anything other than a whole and complete human being who happens to be masculine as a way of, like, the defense mechanism. And I also recognize that for us, sometimes we don't talk about things when there's not a solution that's present. Like, we like to be able to fix stuff. So there's no point in talking about it if you can't fix it. And I've found that the only time I can ever, quote unquote, fix anything is when I can talk. Like, very often the solution will provide itself in the conversation if
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, thank you for that perspective. I'm already glad that I'm here. I'm learning from you already.
And what would you consider to be your version of healthy masculinity? Because I also love the fact that this is something that's, even though most of us share this masculine trait, that our version of healthy masculinity can look a little bit different than someone else's.
Yeah, that's a great question, Adam. And I'm going to ask you that and have you think about it as I start to answer it as well, anyone who's listening right now, because it's totally subjective and you actually get to create it for yourself. And as many men out as are out there could be that many different definitions of healthy masculinity, and not just men, right? This affects everyone. For me, healthy masculinity, I like to talk about it like a bowling lane. Healthy masculinity is a balance of integrity, which is like how smooth the floor is, how well it's polished, structure, perhaps the bumpers or the gutters on either side, that actually you have clear lines of where to go. And that actually creates a space for the femininity to arise, which is the creativity, the flow, the chaos, which is an important part as well, the spontaneity and that power. And harnessing it. So to bring it into real life terms of what it's like human beings, not just a bowling ball. For me, it's being honest. It's being my word, having integrity. It's compassion. It's balance. It's discipline and power. And I also believe it's a birthright. Healthy masculinity is something that's our birthright, that we don't have to subscribe to what society is telling us, that we actually get to create it newly. And it's also connection and courage, vulnerability, authentic connection, being able to actually be real, to talk about those things, to move through them. It doesn't mean we don't have fear. It means we're able to take action and we don't do it alone. Those are all the important things for me around it. What about for you, Adam?
You hit upon a lot of them. I reference it as, how much of my day can I walk around with an open heart? What's the percentage of the time I spend today with an open heart, as opposed to being closed down or shut down for out of some reaction to fear? And of course, anger is only a reflection of fear. So for me, that's incredibly important. And everything else is negotiable. I always get a little bit nervous around conversations around integrity, only because that I've taken part in some programs where integrity is the word and the concept is used like a whipping post for some folks.
Yeah. And how many of us use it to whip ourselves still?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Absolutely. It's never good enough. And I have said in the past that my addiction was truly to my negative self-talk. Everything else was just a tool to get me to that place. And so I'm very conscious of my internal dialogue. And I work very diligently at making sure that it's as positive and reaffirming as possible, given my actions or that day. But I also understand that there's a certain amount of tenderness and kindness that I get to bestow on myself, because I don't know if anybody else out there can relate to this, but I can have a tendency of being really hard on myself. And that's not a positive thing for me or for anybody. So
no, I don't relate to that at all.
The idea of tenderness and kindness in those words, I choose very deliberately, because I think generally speaking, most of us would be very tender and kind to somebody who was having a difficult time, and we're always willing to help others. And yet for us, we're usually the last to receive that help from ourselves.
Yes. Thank you so much for speaking to that too. So many of us men think, I believe I've seen and talked to men who say a healthy masculinity is like being willing to be of service so much so that you're always giving the shirt off your back for someone. But many of those men are not actually taking care of themselves too. So it's one thing to give you the shirt off your back, but if you're not putting the oxygen mask on yourself first, then you have nothing to give. You're giving from a place of emptiness. And suddenly you've gone from being the hero to the victim, because you're not right. well, or you're stressed out, or you're not available for your family, or you have an illness or die an early death as a result of not caring for yourself first. So if we want to be providers, I think a lot of the missing is how we're actually providing for ourselves, how we're treating ourselves. We think it's never enough. I hear that from a lot of fathers and partners as well. Like, it's never enough. I give, it's never enough.
Oh, yeah.
But how many of us are starting to give to ourselves and creating those boundaries, say, no, actually, this is my time. And if we're training other people how to treat us, where are we just running around like life's an emergency and we always have to be the hero as well?
Yeah.
Can we pull back and start to give ourselves what we need a little bit? Or just develop some healthier boundaries. What are our needs? Most of us, I don't think even know. Can we take time to just a few minutes to tap into that?
Well, because the truth is, there's never really a good reason to take care of yourself. There's so many other things that can be done. And gosh, time is short already. So why would we use any focus on that when there's something else that can be fixed, as it were? But I'm really excited about this podcast. I know that we've got some incredible topics that we're going to be doing. This podcast is going to be coming out weekly, and we're going to be tackling a particular topic for the month. So that might include conversations between Ben and I. It might be a solo episode. We're also going to include some amazing guests on the podcast as well. But some of the topics that we're going to be going over, immense trauma, where it comes from, how to deal with it, loneliness, relationships. That'll be a great month, because there's the relationship to self and others. There's also marriage, divorce, transitions, grief and death, and mourning. And we're going to talk about the big D and all the little D's that we encounter in our lives as being an equitable member of the human race, and the things that are set up for us. We're all going to have parents who are going to pass away. Some of us will have children that pass away. Well, almost all of us will have a very, very significant relationship end. And so these are a lot of the things that we're all dealing with: fatherhood, stress management, money management. Another big topic is going to be purpose. Mm. I'm always fascinated by the guys who revel in the fact that they're going to be retired and then don't last another 10 years out of retirement because they've somehow lost their purpose and don't necessarily know what to do with themselves anymore. And then self-care and self-sabotage. So what are the topics that you're really excited to dig into?
I love me some self-care talk, because I was the king of self-sabotage. I really owned that. I lived it. I destroyed a lot of relationships, with including ones with myself and other people in my life. And I've seen the difference and walked the walk through some self-care that has changed my life. And I still show up for other people. It's not like I spend hours a day. I'm talking about less than an hour a day, and then taking some things throughout my day. The other thing is death. I know that can be even a lot to hear for some of you who aren't used to talking about it. But death is a rite of passage, and we all go through it. Having lost my father a few years ago, it still is like yesterday. And I know, Adam, when I'm talking to you, we get to talk about our fathers and actually carry that. And it's something that we all will live through. Hopefully, we'll outlive our parents.
Yeah.
And then any of us who have been around children or brought children into the world or known a woman or been in any kind of relationship with a birth-giving human. That human, if they've tried to give birth, chances are one out of three of them have had a miscarriage, have had a death, and there's a man connected, there's sperm connected to that death, and whether we are in that relationship intimately or not, it affects us, and it's a trauma, and it's one of those things. So having been through that as well, I just think there's so much that we're not talking about that could heal us if we just lifted these burdens a little bit more. And I think also learning how to love ourselves and love our life a little bit more. So some of that self-care stuff in there too. But what are the ones that really speak to you, Adam?
Well, of course, one that comes up a lot in my work is sorrow and mourning. Mm-hmm. And the fact that in our present society, That's not anything that we value at all. As a matter of fact, there's all kinds of phrases, suck it up, sunshine, let's get moving. Some people have a time clock or a calendar on what proper morning period would look like. And for men, again, it's not anything that's really valued amongst men. This idea of like when there's loss, we all need time to process that. And it looks differently for everybody. So I'm really curious to get into that. And one thing that's not on the list that we probably should talk about at some point in the show is, of course, mental health, wellness, and suicide, because it's one of the highest causes of death for men, especially over the age of, I think, 60 now. It's the rates are incredibly high and getting higher every day. So there's something to speak to about men in their later years and the decisions they make to either live or end their lives up by their own hands. So I don't know. It's probably impossible to ever know what's in a person's mind at the moment where they make that decision. But I do know what was in my mind years ago when I tried to commit suicide. And I think it's something that I think we can speak to, because there's probably more than a few folks out there who at least had the idea once in their life. Yep. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Thank you.
What's wrong with it is because it's like, we'll make sure there's trigger warnings. People have resources, because part of this conversation that we're having ongoing is, where do you find those resources when you're in need? And we want to champion those who are out there providing those resources.
Yeah.
So that'll be part of the conversation for sure.
I love that. And this is part of why we created a men's organization, is that we could actually wrap a circle around you, that we could give you pretty much all the tools or value that you could handle. We could provide that amount of support for you and community and partnership and accountability and education and just a space to work through it. And if not us, we've got incredible, date myself, say Rolodex, we've got incredible community of health professionals that we can connect you to. If it's not us, we'll help you find a way. And that's part of what this is about, is creating solutions, creating team, creating community. We're here to learn with you and through the process as well. And we can't wait for you to join us. So tell someone, bring a friend. You could invite your partner into this conversation each week. If it's something that you're not comfortable talking about, invite someone to just listen with you. And if there's a topic that you want to hear about that we're not covering, or something you'd like to go deeper on, send us a message and let us know, because we really want to add value to your life and what matters to you.
You can find us on all the social media channels on the Dude Nation. And if it's not our organization, we'll certainly be bringing on leaders of other men's organizations for conversation as well. As far as Ben and I are concerned, we don't care which organization you join, but we are concerned that you actually avail yourself of the community that exists already and become part of an organization that you can feel good about and be in service to another man.
Mm. Well, Adam, I feel like it's been of service to me just to get to walk through this with you today and talk through it. And I'm so grateful. And if this is already making a difference for you, let us hear from you. We want to know who's listening and what matters, what's on your heart. And I'm excited for this journey. This is just the beginning. Here we go.
That was great, man. Can't wait. That's it for this episode of the Dude Nation podcast. Be part of the movement to redefine what it means to be a man in today's world. Let's reclaim healthy masculinity together. And until next week.
Dude.